God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Hey, I think we need to have them standing every Sunday. They respond really well. Please be seated this morning. Good morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you this morning. It is great to be alive on this beautiful day. Isn't it a gorgeous day today? We do welcome you here to First United Methodist Church as we share the light of Christ in the Lakes area. And it is a great day to be here and worship God, and we just pray that you will feel God's presence in your life as you are here with us today. If you're visiting with us, we put out a special welcome to you, and we thank you for your presence here today. This is an awesome church to worship with and become a part of, and so we are excited about your presence. The ushers, if they haven't already, will be passing out registration pads, and I invite all of you to put your name and your telephone number and your address in those registration pads. If you are visiting with us, we especially ask you to do that so we can greet you properly. And I trust that all those who worship regularly and are our members, that you will be a good example to those who are visiting. But we do welcome you and thank you. This is Christian Education Sunday, and we're going to be celebrating our Christian education teachers, our Sunday school teachers, or as I like to say it, our training camp teachers, however you want to say that today. And you know, before we do that, there is a person that I feel like I just need to express my gratitude towards, and I would like you to help me. And Deanna Shockman just works so hard to work in the children's ministries area, and of course where you see her the most is right here leading music and leading our choir and cantata and such. And I just am very appreciative of what she does in the children's ministry as she has begun several things around this church, I understand, over the years. And most recently is our preschool program. And that is growing even as we speak. And so anyway, please put your hands together and thank Deanna as she comes forward. Now, as we continue that, I think it's important that we have all of those who have taught and are currently teaching in our Sunday school program to stand, please. Yes. We are very grateful for each and every one of you.
We have bags of goodies for the teachers in the back, so as you leave today, make sure you come by and get your token of appreciation, okay?
Yay. And I'm sure there's not a calorie in those bags of goodies. No, seriously, it is my heartfelt thanks that I am sending you all today, and in your leadership, the way you are shaping and molding hearts and minds and souls. And some of my Sunday school teachers that I grew up with, I still remember. And what they taught and some of their funny quirks that they said. Yes, each of us have funny quirks. But they did shape me and mold me. And I praise God for them. And we thank you this morning that you take time out of your busy schedule to prepare lessons. I'm rambling here, but I want you to understand how grateful we are for your time and your presence and all that you do here at this church. One more time, let's give all of them a hand. If you would open your bulletin quickly here and get out the trunk or treat insert. Am I on? I feel like I have to get in here before I hear myself. Maybe I sound just right out there. Maybe that's what it is. This is something new, speaking of Deanna, that she's doing this year, called Trunk or Treat. And it is on Halloween, October 31st, 7 o'clock. Now I think I asked for a little bit too much there. But anyway, it's ringing up here now. So if you would be willing to fill up your trunk with goodies, sugar-free goodies, candy, whatever you typically do on Halloween, and come up here to our parking lot and hang out here and allow our children to have a safe place to get candy. You know, There's just a lot of things that you hear across the nation that happen on Halloween, and we want our kids to have a safe place to trick-or-treat. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
And I thank Deanna for leading this up. And so if you are able and willing to bring some candy in your trunk or whatever type of vehicle you have, maybe we could call it a tailgate or treat. But anyway, and please fill this out and put it in the offering plate, if you would. Also, notice I couldn't figure out what color this was in the first service. It's kind of a purple, maybe.
Periwinkle.
Now, you know that didn't come from this mind. Anyway, a couple important announcements there. First of all, next week is our all-church conference. Ooh. That makes me nervous. But anyway, got a lot to do between now and then. And if you're a team leader, I appreciate your support in getting all your work done as well. But Reverend Cody Collier will be here, our district superintendent, and you'll get to meet him. And also, notice the bottom there. Ignite needs you. Our youth council has decided to officially name themselves Ignite instead of UMYF. And so, now, I know that is an acronym, but I haven't memorized what it means yet. Does anybody know off the top of their head what it means? Anybody?